Nerd Soul.
Alright. Yeah, late LK at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year. Here we go with another wonderful episode of Beats Vibes Life. I'm here with the Four Horsemen. That's right. Best believe it. Coming to us live from the JLA Watchtower. It's Anwar High Sign. Say what's up.
I'm going to tell you, I don't even know where that is, but.
They have a base on the moon. Just trust me.
Yes,
it's up there.
Coming to you straight from there, from Teletran 1. Peace.
And beside him, we have Mr. Soundbridge. No, it's like Mr. Space Bridge himself. Also up there with the JLA Watchtower.
I'm on the moon. Yes, on the moon.
Walking, I mean, on moon's the moon. Dancing.
That's the only way you can watch the world.
It's me, Arkatron, the place to be. That's ArkatronN.com.
All right. And the man that has all conspiracies online.
Oh, daddy.
Now, he's on the Watchtower, too. I see the smoke coming off his hand.
Yep.
He's up here, too. He's
smoking them moon rocks.
You done. Don't worry about that. Conspiracy P, what's up?
What's going on, folks? Parker P. L. Lewis. Lewis with a Z. Let's get it. Yeah.
Woo. So, we're going to take this one easy, guys. We did like a super large episode last week. Got cut into three. Now, we're going to take it easy. Some easy stuff. Number one, could Kendrick Lamar's new album be shelved? As reported by the hip hop gods of Hip Hop DX News, they said that, you know, possibly due to all this Twitter talk, these Twitter movements, this pushback on hip hop and black celebrities in general about their action or inaction, you know what I'm saying? Considering the movement at this time, he might not be dropping this album. Actually, you know what I'm saying? There was a tweet that went out that said, nah, man, people ain't going to appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? People ain't going to appreciate it, so don't worry about that new album. You ain't going to get it. Well, all right, I'm adding a little bit on that now.
Yeah, you added a little bit.
Leading the witness, man. Leading the witness.
Yeah, you added a little sauce on there.
I put a little
objection.
Look, but basically said, you know, people ain't gonna appreciate it. And I guess I could see why. You know what I'm saying? I can see why you have this whole stuff from No Name, who we'll talk about a little bit later. But you have this stuff from like No Name and other people saying, like, where y'all at? Y'all ain't doing nothing, y'all ain't doing enough, or y'all not doing it how I want y'all to do it. And we know that he is an artist that does make music. Maybe not centered around, but definitely touches on black issues. Do you think there's any validity to this? And whether or not there's validity, would you shelve an album due to, or maybe not shelve it, like push it back a little bit, like give it a little breathing room?
I doubt it.
No,
I don't put it.
It's not shelved.
I don't put any validity into that, fam. If anything, remember, I did hear maybe a year ago that there was going to be rock-based and it was going to be a whole different kind of wave that he was coming on. Maybe they started that wave and didn't like where it was going, so they're recalibrating. I mean, I'm not putting no stock into the idea of them shelving any project for Kendrick because of what somebody said. No, zero.
Well, what about the collective push from the black community?
Zero. Black, it wasn't strong enough.
There's no. Is there a collective push against Kendrick?
It was some Twitter heads.
It was just, guilty. He became guilty by association.
Nah, yeah, it was just sort of like talking trash because of the whole Cole No Name situation, and you know, which if you ever see his Twitter account or what have you, he does stuff like that. Like he'll talk a little trash and, you know, dish it and give and take, and you know, it ain't nothing but fun. I highly doubt, but what he said was like, you know, like somebody commented to him, I believe, and was like, where's the Kendrick album? And he was like, y'all ain't getting that. Y'all don't appreciate it.
Which is the kind of stuff that that's another thing. That is my, I wouldn't call it a beef. That is my issue with them. It's like, okay, the only thing that I can really equivalate it to is street stuff. It's like, you're on the block, you have the best dope on the block, and you make the people wait 30 hours just to get some. Like, TDE might be... let me finish. TDE might be the best music collective out right now. So it's like they put out little teasers and then they drive people crazy waiting for it to come out. And it's a great strategy. I just don't want it to backfire in this situation.
It will never backfire on Kendrick Lamar.
He's
here too. He's up here right now. He's somewhere.
Somewhere around.
Floating around this planet right here. I don't know. This might be him right here.
Oh yeah.
He's all the way out of here.
Yeah. You know what? I might be inclined to agree and say that right now, TDE is probably the most, maybe consistently solid. And since they are, regardless of any, I mean, unless there's something like egregious, like something comes out, you know, unless Kendrick Lamar is on Ghislaine Maxwell's Black Book or something, like, unless that happens, like, whenever he drops up or anybody from TDE, there's going to be a lot of positive fanfare around it. And Twitter ain't going, he would have to put out an album that is like just silence.
He would have to do a feature with Rainbow Hair Boy for them to turn on him.
Yo. Nah, I don't even know if that's enough, bro. I have confidence that if he did that, everyone would be like, I can't believe this. And then they listen to it out of morbid curiosity and be like, it was trash except for Kendrick part.
Then
the song can be Start Snitching. That could be the song. Start Snitching. You know, get people to like, you know, tell on stuff.
No, sorry.
You trying to get people hurt.
I had a theory about when Kendrick was coming that I told Sean told Arca this theory, but I don't know. Like 2020 got super crazy, like months after me and him talked about it. And now I'm like, it might be 2020 might be a dub. Might not get K-Dot this year.
My theory,
take this Reason album. Take this Q single.
Although Top Dog did say, you know, he was about to have him. He posted something yesterday, the day before, saying he was going to have a meeting with his team about who's coming next and asking people like who they wanted next. SZA, of course, did chime in and say either Isaiah or Kendrick. She wanted her personal feelings, or she wanted them before her. She wanted them to drop before she came.
Okay. All right. Well, with that one, I wanted to slide over to some more Twitter news. I wanted to talk about, since we kind of got on Kendrick and the pushback, No Name has since, I guess we could say, clarified her position, if you could say that.
Is that what we're going to say? Is that the way we're going to frame it?
No Name tweeted. All I can tell you is what happened. So No Name tweeted, she said, if Cole brought you here because, quote, she's a leader in these times, unfollow me. I'm not an effing leader. I'm a confused person reading difficult books, trying to understand this poop like everyone else. I tweet recklessly and I smoke Reggie. I'm nobody's leader. Now that tweet got 3,000 likes and 540 retweets. I'll circle back to why that's interesting in a second. So someone said, this ain't intended as hate, but then why tweet about other cats not leading if you don't see yourself as one? So then No Name comes back and says, because I don't make millions of dollars selling the Black experience, nor do I have millions of people following me. I said I'm not a leader. I didn't say I wasn't vocal. Okay. You know what? Should I go first or do y'all
go ahead. Get it off your chest.
I feel like she should have just left it alone. You got a good song out of it. You know what I'm saying? You got some new followers out of it. There's a faux moral high ground of, I don't want these followers. And then there's like a splitting of hairs of, okay, so you want to throw rocks from a glass house. So what you want to do is say, okay, well, I can criticize people because I don't make $1 million. So then conversely, what is the response? If you make $1 million, then you can't criticize anything? Or if you make $1 million and or more, then you're automatically a leader? Or like, you can't, it seems like she's getting into this weird space of splitting hairs where you want to make the statements that a leader would make and have the influence a leader would have without the responsibilities therein. Now, that's what I'm getting, but I could be tripping.
Can I chime in?
Chime in, my brother.
Can I put my conspiracy P hat on?
Conspiracy
P. Yes, please.
Conspiracies, man. What if I told you that was another subliminal shot at Cole?
Do expound, please. Please expound.
Read the tweet again, Mike.
All right, the first or the second one? The first one says...
The first one, the initial tweet.
All right, the initial tweet says, if Cole brought you here because, quote, she's a leader in these times, unfollow me. I'm not an effing leader. I'm a confused person reading difficult books, trying to understand this poop like everyone else. I tweet recklessly and smoke Reggie. I'm nobody's leader.
That's about the only part I agree with.
Okay.
I smoke Reggie.
Hold on. Stay with me. Ain't that what Cole said to her?
That's what makes this so egregious.
She's confused, man. Just leave her alone.
She's
confused. So it's until she can unconfuse herself, we shouldn't even be talking about it. She's confused, yo.
Yeah, I think it's another shot, Sam.
I don't even care if it's a shot. I don't care if Cole responds. No name is just no name right now. We're going to leave it at that.
He should absolutely not respond ever again.
Yeah, he just need to leave that alone.
He already jumped out the window with one. So he
matter of fact, he don't should respond never to the queen's speak. Tone. He should never speak to or about her ever again in life.
Yeah. I agree. There's no need to.
There's no need to. You have your stance, and that's okay.
Word.
And I'm going to stay over here out of your way and whatever it is that you're doing, and you're going to be over there and I'm going to be over here.
What? Speaking of people that's going to be over there, Academics got suspended, y'all. Does DJ Academics have any actual DJ mixtapes? Does he DJ?
Yes. Yeah, he does DJ.
For someone who has DJ in a name, I have never seen him DJ.
It was Freddie. Freddie Gibbs posted a picture of him like DJing a wedding or something like that.
A whore?
Yeah. It was
funny. That's a good living, man. Don't be.
It was a funny. It was a funny picture.
Hold up. There's nothing wrong with DJing a wedding.
No, there's nothing wrong with DJing.
It's just Freddie Gibbs, man. Freddie Gibbs, he's not gonna get a picture of you like DJing the hottest nightclub or DJing in like, I don't know, Paradiso or like Ibiza or something. No.
I can't get what's never happened. He's gonna have a picture
of you at the tunnel. He's gonna have a picture of you at a wedding.
And he had that I guess Academic showed a clip of himself fighting on his and Freddie Gibbs posted that. It was clowning about it. It was very funny. It was actually very funny.
Freddie Gibbs, please, whenever you feel free, I'd love for you to come on the show.
Please. Freddie, please.
Oh man, because I don't even know how you're finding this stuff. Freddie Gibbs, when he decides to get on you, like he decides to go in super research mode. He's finding stuff that DJ Academics probably forgot he had.
No, Academics was the one who was, he was drunk and he had like put it on his own stream.
Wow.
He went off, man. And that was a bad apology, man.
Yeah, speaking of going off, the reason he's suspended actually isn't for Freddie Gibbs. He jumped way out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
On Chrissy Teigen.
And I have to take my virtual background off.
And, you know, apparently
all right, welcome
Chrissy
back.
Teigen. Apparently Chrissy
I'm
Teigen.
Not, I'm not staying long.
Okay. Academics, I am Mike. Yo. Y'all cast is foul,
you know. But here he's in his Twitch stream. He's going crazy talking.
What?
Yo, this is funny.
That's not the part where he's playing it. I'll find the part where he's playing it.
But yeah, so he
there's a part where he actually Teigen. Plays the fight clip, and it was like, what?
Man, he's fighting somebody like boxing?
It was like somebody in college. That they had on their boxing gloves, and I guess they were just, you know, doing the equivalent of slap boxing.
I mean, on live streams, if it's live, people would start asking you questions about things, and you just float. Like, I've seen all the time, I watch live streams all the time, and you got people talking in the chat and, like, engaging with you, you can fly off on some, like, awesome. Yeah. If you're a kind of person like me, you have archives and stuff, like, check this out when I rolled down the hill in San Francisco 5 years ago. You know, I got the footage. You know what I mean, exactly. So Ack might be the one that got the footage.
So
he does.
So anyway, Academics, Chrissy Teigen, you know, she dissed him on the low. You know what I'm saying? Apparently. And he didn't like it. And he made sure that Chrissy Teigen knew that he remembered it. And not only did he remember it, but he wasn't too keen on her either. He said she dissed him on the low. And here's the thing about dissing him on the low. When you say somebody dissed you on the low, like on the sneak, that joint is mad vague. So we don't know if you're given the right amount of like return pressure. he might have been like, hey, like if you saw her in real life before she would, you know, John Legend or something, he might try to holler. She was like, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what sneak this is. We don't know what it is. But anyway, homie goes off telling her to suck it, telling John Legend to suck it, telling where to go.
He was on his wrestling.
He got wrestling. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
He was pretty energetic in his response to her and her sneak diss. With that said, people didn't like it. And I was wondering, because we were talking on chat, I was like, yo, honestly, if I was John Legend, I might have to roll up on this dude. Like, because, like, yo, that's my wife. So I might have to. Oh, snap. Is that. What are they doing? What?
Like this guy, he has a glove on, and this guy has a glove on, and
that's not boxing. I don't know what that is. That's
him and his, and I guess he's explaining. He's giving a blow by blow.
He said he got one good shot.
He got one good shot.
Yo, Mike, look at that.
All right, yeah. So It's on the YouTubes.
Academics, boy. There you go. But
the thing that you never thought you'd see in your life, an academics fist fight.
Yeah. So
now,
I was wondering what might happen. People did not seem to like what academics said. And he came out and apologized and announced that he was suspended, you know, for two episodes. Now, here's the funny thing about it. The way he worded his suspension was like it was his idea. Like, go back to the way he worded it. He was like, you know, I went to the complex team and, you know, I'm gonna be gone for two episodes. I was like, no. They came to you.
Is it just me? Like, I really don't feel like two episodes was really much of a... Yeah. Like, I don't know if that means that you also don't get paid for those episodes or what, but yeah. it just seems like...
Seems a little light.
How often does it air?
Every day.
Every day, I guess.
Yeah.
They should have took the week off, at least.
Yeah,
That would have made more sense.
Two episodes.
Yo, her and John Legend should have flexed their power and be like, we want them gone forever.
Did they say anything? Yeah,
I don't think John Legend said anything. I don't even know if Chrissy said anything. But I know people was like,
what?
Like, get him out of here. But, so, you know, he'll be suspended. He will take that time to learn how to be a better.
We still gonna see him in this week, so it ain't like we take him. I think he took a couple sick days. Like, you still here for the rest of the week?
Basically.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Two episodes. We gonna miss him. That show was even still around.
I just thought it was funny how he tried to word it like it was his idea. Like, he said, you know what? Let me go and be suspended for a couple of days. No. They came to you.
I'm going to suspend myself.
Apology was horrible.
I'm going to suspend myself.
I'm like, did he just try to make it seem like he has control over complex leadership?
First time in history someone suspended himself.
I'll say this. I don't think academics does or ever had the power we think he has. And I think we just realized it right now.
If he had the power
he flexes like he has, he would not be suspended. He wouldn't even apologize.
No.
I think he does have some power.
He only got suspended for 2 days.
The man went on
live stream and told another man, a husband and wife, to suck his bloop, 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 bloop.
Well, what happened? Bloop, bloop, bloop. That's a lot of bloop, bloop, bloop. What is
it? It was a lot of that.
This is a family show.
And only got 2 days?
No, man. A long time, man. A lot of stuff to be sucking or whatever he said. He's like, yo, bloop, 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 bloop. Like, whoa, you.
But, you know, unfortunately, things right now are looking a little bit down on academics. So we'll see how that plays out. But
is he suspended from Twitch?
Nah,
I heard that he was getting banned, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they actually did it.
They should do that. That's what they should do. That's a real suspension. Not no suspension from some TV show. No. From what you can do at home.
Yeah, he was super drunk.
See, what do we have? Oh, we had one thing next. One thing. Young Thug goes in on Pusha T.
Drake.
Accuses him of using Pop Smoke to target a Drake. I had to give you
that. Yeah, and then Pusha responded, and then Thug responded again.
Yeah.
And that seemed to be where it ended.
Yeah, it's dead.
Here's the thing. All right, well, you know what? I'll give you a little, for anyone who doesn't know. All right, on the interwebs, also known as hotnewhiphop.com, they have reported that the war of words between Young Thug and Pusha T continues. A quick recap for those who haven't been keeping up with the drama unfolded on Tuesday, July 7th. An unreleased song from Pop Smoke featuring Pusha T, Gunna, and Young Thug has become the center of controversy. On the track, Pusha reportedly takes another jab at his longtime foe, Drake. The Young Thug, Young Thug stepped forward to say that he nor Gunna want to be involved with the ongoing beef between the two artists. Thugger also said he wasn't aware of the verse about Drizzy. Now, of course, article goes on, you know, detailing their back and forth. Thugger like, look, Drake, please put me on a song. Please, Drake, put me on a song. I ain't do nothing. I don't know nobody. This is not 4-3-2-1. I was minding my business. I was chilling. I was at a family barbecue.
4-3-2-1. That part right there. That part.
That's what I got from this. That's what I got from this whole thing.
I feel like both parties, man. I feel both parties. I feel Thug and I feel Push.
Me and PL talked about this some last night, and the part that I do agree with that Thug was saying was that it shouldn't have been on Pop Smoke's album. Even though I can't understand why that could be a platform, like Pop Smoke's music is not, it's not like, you know, like his name is Pop Smoke. Like he got
It's like he is not making Christian rap, guys. Like let's stop fronting about who this guy is, and not to disrespect his memory, but let's stop fronting. Like he made, like he didn't make Black Star. He didn't make Black on Both Sides. He didn't make Like Water for Chocolate. Come on, let's stop.
He made music. He made music for music to hold your stick. Yeah, he made music to hold your stick to. Cool, you know what I mean? Which is fine. Like I enjoy that music, but. Yeah, like, so, but I do agree, like, you know, he probably, and this is me being, like, a big Pusha fan, he could have standed to leave it off, but it also, hearing the verse, it wasn't, like, it was pretty subliminal.
It was subliminal.
Like, it wasn't, like,
When was the song done?
The song is new. The song is for his posthumous.
He just laid that verse?
No.
Yeah, this is a recent verse.
The song is supposed to be on the deluxe version of the album that dropped last Friday.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. I just wondered if it was an old verse.
So the song technically is not even out yet.
Subliminal about that about the shot.
Fam, what is the shot? The ins and outs of the beat of the shots, like you would have to, like, if you're just a regular person who's not too familiar with, are you just listening to the Pop Smoke album but you don't really listen to Pusha T, or you not really thinking about the beef anymore, like you could listen to that verse and be like, maybe, but I don't know.
Man. The first four bars, we know who we talking to, and then the other 12 is like, all right, Push, get in your bag. We know who the first four bars are at, fam. Stop playing, sir.
I'm gonna need the bars.
I'm gonna give you the bars.
He goes. He said something about the patois.
These are the bars. All right. You know, reality bites. It's chestnut checkers. Those empty threats only sound good on your records. If the patois is not followed by blaka. It's like marked for death screw face without the chopper.
Come on, fam!
Definitely talking about
Drake. Come on, fam! What are we talking about?
Here we go. Let's continue. Let him rush the stage when you made like Sinatra, only to hide the blade flying back through LaGuardia. I might even buy a home out in Mississauga. If you don't know, that's next to Toronto. On my walls have scrawls of, I don't know how to say that. Many dolls that sprawled my ill nanas. Make a call, she gonna crawl. Bad gal, Patra. I'm involved in
that. That's eight bars. I was being nice.
Yo, check it. Straight up. All right, straight up, look.
That was how they were listening to the verse. Like, all right.
Yo.
I don't feel like that's, I don't feel like that's that crazy, though. Like, yeah, okay, cool. You could tell us about Drake. Cool, whatever. It's not that crazy.
It's not crazy. It's pretty solid.
We know who you're talking about. That's all.
All right.
It's pretty solid.
All right.
It's pretty solid.
But why? But like, I thought Push won and it's over. Why is he trying to, because Drake
made 8,700 songs talking about Pusha after that.
And then went on LeBron's show and said, yo, it'll never be over. After saying like, yo, I want it to be over.
And then went on Rap Radar and did a 2-hour interview and spent an hour talking about Pusha T.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, let's not act like Drake is this like blameless dumb.
Yeah, PL. Yeah, PL. Let's not act like that.
Let's not act like he's blameless. Who?
Drake.
Oh, why? Do you see me wearing a cape?
Firing all pins. Firing.
Thug was
wearing that OVO chain. He's supposed to be neutral.
Thug was wearing an OVO jacket, OVO chain, OVO socks.
Please don't hurt my.
He got
OVO in his braids. Yeah, he's OVO'd out.
There it is. OVO high sign, what it do?
Oh, you doing me dirty right now, OVO. I'm OVO high sign.
About to change it to OVO high sign. That's the deal. Basically, thank you. I don't know why I need that, but thank you.
What was that? A spoon?
I guess we ain't messing with the ends no more. But
you better have cream cheese. What's that, cream cheese? You better have cream cheese in your head. What's that, man?
What, this?
You eat something, you better get on your head.
That's peanut butter and jelly.
With you better have peanut butter and jelly on your head now. Dogies.
Yeah, crumbs all over my dome.
I ain't gonna let
Freddie Gibbs keep going on academics. Why can't Pusha keep going on Drake for the rest of
the season? I'm with it now.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm with it. I didn't know Drake was doing that much because I stopped paying attention to him. So I didn't know he was still firing off. Then if
Push,
he's
also Pusha from
he
VA,
firing
so
off
I got a
every chance he got.
VA, two up, two down. Go get him, Push. You know what I'm saying? Go get a house in Manassas or wherever it is.
Then Push said that Drake.
Push said
beat him up.
Push said that Drake told an exec and got the verse taken off.
Ooh, he said
Drake.
That's the perfect way to end. All right, y'all.
With that said,
right over here. Right over here, we got Conspiracy P, Parker Lewis. Say peace, y'all.
Peace, everybody. I am Parker P. L. Lewis. Lewis with a Z. August 7th from Dog to God 3 is on its way to you. Yes. Everybody in here will be on it. Mike, I'll get it off. I'll get with you shortly. I have an idea. Everybody
even
here
if
will
I'm
be
not on it,
guy.
Still go get it. August 7th or 2nd?
August 7th. Please go 7th. Get that. Stream it. Buy it. Steal
Spotify
it. I don't care. Just right. Listen.
Then diagonal below, we got Arcatron. Say what's up.
What's up, Arcatron? That's me, your ARCKATRON.com. You can find me, Space Bridge, and everything on streaming platforms except Tidal. Still working on the J contract. We're still working on that.
Jay Z be hating, man.
We gonna get that.
I put in the call for you, fam. What happened?
Jay Z doesn't care about black people.
I still didn't. Wow.
Whoa. I'm here, y'all. Arcatron.com. Bye.
All right, and lastly but not leastly, NY High Sign, what up?
OBO High
Sign. Yo. NY High Sign here on behalf of OVO Parker Lewis, OVO wow. Arbitron, and OVO Nerd Soul. You know what I'm saying? You know, thank y'all for tuning in. Check me out. Fleece is in your stores right now. I'm going to show y'all what it looks like real quick, if you'll permit me. Hold up.
Yeah, go ahead. Go. Right here. Show what it looks like.
The cover, go ahead. That's the
go
cover.
Go bring right a little preview. To read it.
There you go. There you go. You know what I'm saying?
There you go, and that's the name. In case you need to, you feel me? You need to, in case you need to, you know what I'm saying? Screen cap that.
You know what I'm saying? Go and do what y'all got to do.
And I'm working on the next one, you know. And I got some music with all of these brothers in the room. I don't know if I got music with Mike though. That's just, you know what I mean? It's an OVO thing though, so don't even worry about it.
It's only OVO.
OVO.
I was repping Pusha T, so y'all ain't allowed to work with me because I was repping Pusha T. So, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a double agent. They threw me over here. They said, you know, he told me my name was OVO.
I mean, I'm MVO, really May's very own, because, you know, I born in May. I'm October stuff.
I would be MVO, actually, if that's what we're going by. I'm February, very young.
Represent FBO, MVO. Like,
yeah, we FBOs over here. Hold up, fam.
Okay, there we go. Then we're going to change it. What are we doing? Hold up.
FBO, baby.
How did I change it the first time? Here we go, boom. Let's switch it. Rename.
There we go.
Boop, boop.
So, guys, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. That's right. Spotify for some music, podcast, get your listen on, and all that jazz. YouTube right here. Subscribe. Hit that thumbs up. If you hit that thumbs down, I'm going to send Young Thug after you, and you ain't going to like it. So,
and you know what Young Thug does.
You know what he does. He thugs.
You know what he does.
All right? So, from us to you, thank you for watching. And, of course, peace.
Yo, Arg is doing interpretive dances over there.
We out.